Boston Blue Jays and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Both teams are state ranked. The Blue Jays have a record of 22 wins and just one loss. They're ranked number two in Class A. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks have a record of 20 wins and three losses, and they're currently ranked number eight in Class A. Jim is filling up here in Dawson. There is a lot of people here. Just a few minutes ago, they recognized the Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team before the game here. Of course, the Shadows last weekend at the Target Center on Friday night, state champions in jazz in Class A, and on Saturday, state runners-up in high kick on Saturday. And the girls and the coaching staff were recognized just a few minutes ago here in Dawson in front of this large crowd. They got a standing ovation. Right now, the Shadows are out in the Commons area signing autographs, and rightly so. But we got a big game here. As I mentioned, the Blackjacks and the Blue Jays, both teams with over 20 wins on the season. They both, listen to this, this is really amazing stat here. They both average over 80 points a game. The Blue Jays average 85 points a game. The Blackjacks, about 82 points allowed. Central Minnesota Christian has the best defense in the Camden Conference. They've held their opponents on average to 44 points a game. The Blackjacks have held their opponents to 56 points a game. Their margin of victory, incredible, 41 points. The Blue Jays have beaten their opponents on an average of 41 points. The Blackjacks, 24. So you can see we're going to have one whale of a basketball game, two very talented teams. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. First, for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, they have a couple key players out, however. Failed to mention that right away. Micah Asaki, the 6-foot point guard. He's on crutches. He's in street clothes on the team. Will not be playing tonight. So here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Number two, Logan Roloff, a 6-foot-1 senior forward for the Blue Jays. Number five, and a good one, Asher Weberding. Weberding is 6'7", and a junior and a forward. Number 11, Jack Rimey. Rimey is a sophomore, 5'10", and a guard. Number 22, Eli Gertis. Gertis is a 6'1", junior guard. Number 24, Landon Cages, a 6'4", freshman and a forward. The Blue Jays are coached by Ted Cages, assisted by Travis Vanderwoody and Austin Tabrake. That's your starting lineups for Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, 22 wins and one loss. Now for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. We've got number zero, Gunner Liebel. Gunner is a senior at 6'1", and a guard. Number one, Landon Malachek. Malachek is the post player at 6'6", and he's a junior. Number two is Jackson Hasted. What a season Hasted's been having for Dawson Boyd. He's a 6'4", junior forward. Jackson wears number two. Number three, Carson Stratmon. What a season Stratmon's had. 6-foot junior guard. And number 10, Cale Tufto. Tufto is a sophomore at 6'1", and a guard. The Blackjacks are coached by head coach Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmon, Justin Wager, and Jason Boyk. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight here in Dawson. Of course, we'll see what happens with the Camden North. Of course, the Camden Conference is split into two divisions, the North and the South. And in the South already, Renville County West, they have already claimed the South Championship with a 16-9 record. The Blue Jays and the Blackjacks fighting it out here for the number one spot. So this is a big game tonight. Let's look at some other games tonight in around the Q92 listen area. I'm going to jump right in this one because my son, Brandon, is involved in this one. It's Morris and Montevideo in boys basketball tonight. Huge, huge game up in Morris. Morris is currently ranked number 2 in AA. They are currently undefeated at 22-0. Montevideo is ranked number 4 in the state. The Thunderhawks are 21-1, and that one loss is to guess who? Morris, early in the season. So Montevideo at Morris tonight, will be keeping your eye on that score as we go along. Other games, the Lackapaw Valley boys are hosting McRae, and Ortonville is hosting KMS tonight. Canby is hosting Lakeview, and Mineota is hosting RCW tonight. Tracy Milroy Belton, they're at home. They're hosting Yellow Medicine East. That'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the opening tip-off between the Blue Jays and the Blackjacks right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Heilig, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School tonight, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got a dandy Dawson Boyd, the defending state champions, taking on their rival in the Camden Conference Central, Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. We're also streaming online on KLQPFM.com. If you want to text a friend, call a friend, tell them to tune to 92.1 FM. Blackjacks in their home black. Introductions have been made. National anthem has been played. Here we go. The Blue Jays in their white away jerseys. Teams met earlier in the season, you know, and Blue Jays really put it to the Blackjacks in Prinsburg by a score of 83-61. That was back on January 6th. Blue Jays get the opening tip off. They go right down the basket. Layup up there. No good by Roloff. And rebounded there by Halstead. Here's Jackson bringing the ball up the floor. It's man-to-man defense for Central Minnesota Christian. Now, Topko threw the ball away. Here goes the layup for number two, Logan Roloff. So a turnover by Dawson Boyd, and the Blue Jays turned it into points. Passed it in the paint. Now he throws the ball away. It's picked off there by Jack Rimey. Blue Jays lead 2-0, and now we got an injured Blue Jay down on the other end of the court. Whistle blown. And someone's down, number two, Logan Roloff, and head coach Ted Tatius is out there. Roloff gets up under his own power. I don't know if he just got the wind knocked out of him, but he's going to walk off and sit at the end of the bench. In for Roloff is Griffin DeGroote, a 5'9 sophomore guard. So the injury bug is hitting the Blue Jays here tonight. 2-0 Blue Jays as we start the game. This is one of the larger crowds I've seen here in Dawson this year. There's a lot of people here. Blue Jays with the ball. They go down on the baseline. Driving underneath the basket. Turns. I think he might have traveled. No, a turnover. Was it a 3-second violation on the Blue Jays? Anyway, the Black Jacks get the ball. Get the Black Jacks to tie it up or take the lead with a three-pointer. Gunnar Liebel's going to have a great game tonight. He explodes to the basket, lays it up, rolls it off the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. They lead 2-0. Here's a three-pointer in the corner. No good. That was by DeGroote, who just came off the bench. Rebounded there by Dawson Boyd. Up in the corner to Topko. Topko drives to the basket. Short jumper. Good by number 10, Kale Topko. Topko gets the Blackjacks on the board, and we're tied 2-2. Blue Jays quickly down. Man, they're fast. They're quick. They go down low to number 24. Blocked by Malachek. Rimey was trying to shoot. Now here's a fast break. The Strathbone layup. Good. Carson Strathbone with the layup. What a block by Malachek on the other end for Dawson Boyd. 4-2. Blackjacks, and forcing up a shot was Eli Gertis of the Blue Jays, and he was fouled by a Blackjack. So he's going to go to the line as he was in the act of shooting. Roloff's at the line. That foul was on Stratmon. So number 22, a junior. And the score remains Dawson Boyd 4, Central Minnesota Christian 2. We haven't even played 2 minutes of the game. Gertis will get a second free throw attempt here as the crowd gets quiet. And the free throw is good. He's got 1 point, and it's 4-3. Blackjacks lead by a point. Here's Gunner. Now to Topko. Cross court to Stratmon. Stratmon at the free throw line. Jump shot by Carson. Rattles it in for two. 6-3, Dawson Boyd. Here's Tatius on the baseline. Passes it down low. Now they get it out to Gertis. Gertis between the leg dribble at the free throw line. Oh, nice dish down low. Missed and rebounded and put up there by Wieberding. Asher Wieberding missed, rebounded. An offensive rebound there and put it back. That's his first point. And it's 6-5. Make that 8-5 as Gunnar Liebel, a fadeaway jumper in the paint. 8-5, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks playing very aggressive. Here's DeGroote from way out. No good. That missed everything. Malachek with the rebound. Blackjacks have a 3-point lead. It's 8-5, Dawson Boyd. Liebel, another fadeaway jumper in the paint. That's no good. Malachek with the rebound. He's hammered to the floor. No whistle. And Blue Jays go right down the floor and score. My goodness. That was Roloff with the easy layup up the middle. And it's 8-7, 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Malachuk has half dead in the paint. Pops it out to Stratmon. Deep three in the corner, no good. And we got a foul on Dawson Boyd going for the rebound. It might be on Malachuk with a push. 8-7 Blackjacks. And the Blue Jays have the possession. They're going to bring the ball up the floor. A basket will put them in the lead. To Groot. Now over to number 24, Landon Tatius. Curtis, number 22, down low, nice pass, and he is hammered down low. That was Roloff is going to put it up, and I think that was Hasted or Malachuk that kind of blew him up. That was Malachuk with the foul. Landon left his feet and just kind of fell on top of him. But that's not a shooting foul. They're going to inbound it. Couple of subs that Malachuk comes out. We've got Caden Brent in and Carver Schwagel in. Two ninth graders come on the floor for Dawson Boyd. They lead 8-7. The Blue Jays inbound it underneath their own basket. They get it in play. They go down low to number 24, Tatius. He turns, uses his left hand with a shot. No good. Good box out by Gunner. Lebo with the rebound. Here's Gunner across midcourt. 8-7 Blackjacks, 1-point lead. Here's Hasted on the baseline. Jackson kicks it in the corner. Now Stratmon. Stratmon beyond the 3-point arc. Puts the shot up, and it won't go. What a move Stratmon put on the Blue Jays. Oh, my goodness. He did that the other night against Lacapaul Valley. It's unbelievable to watch that move that Stratmon does. Now the Blue Jays turn the ball over. Stratmon with the basketball puts up a three. Swish! Carson Stratmon! Three-pointer! 11-7 Blackjacks. And oh, look at the Blue Jays go to the basket, roll off. Logan attacks the ball, basket right up the middle. And a basket by the Blue Jays. Blackjack, Stratmon, it's 11-9, Dawson Boyd. Hasted goes to the basket, it's blocked, but getting the rebound with number 5 for Dawson Boyd, Caden Brent. And Brent puts it in for 2. 13-9, Dawson Boyd. Hasted got a hand on it, but the Blue Jays get it back. Here's a 3-pointer by Rimey, and that's no good. Rebounded by Liebel again. Gunner's doing a great job blocking out. 13-9 Blackjacks. Gunner goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass, and Gunner Liebel picks up his 4th point. 15-9. This might be a 90-90 game the way this is starting out here, folks. Now the Blue Jays lose the ball. They turn the ball over in the paint. And picking up the loose ball was Caden Brent. Hasted. Stratmon. Stratmon goes to the basket, floats it up, no good. Rebounded underneath and put up and in by Brent. Brent scores, and Coach Ted Tatius calling a timeout. Blackjack leads 17-9 with 11:59 to play before halftime. We'll take a break. What a start to this game. We'll be back after this.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Minnesota? Check their flyer each and every week for big savings. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jubilee Foods in Madison is your locally owned grocery store. They bag your groceries and carry them right to your car. Jubilee Foods, Madison.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And be sure to like Jubilee Foods on Facebook.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agri Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, coming out of commercial break, the Blue Jays, Rimey made a basket, making it 17-11. Let me tell you something, the Blackjacks lead 17-11. And they just turned the ball over, Dawson Boyd did, so the Blue Jays will get the ball. This gym is lit. This gym is loud right now, and there's a lot of people here to watch the top two teams in the Camden Conference go at it. Blue Jays with the ball. They're down by 6 points. Nice pass underneath there to Rolos. He puts the shot up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It remains with the Blue Jays. The ball went out of bounds. Coach Larson said it should be Dawson Boyd ball. And the fans think so, too. Corey's pleading his case, and he's not going to win this one. Blue Jays inbound the ball. Rolos, number two with the basketball. Rolos has 6 points here in the first half. Now it's a five-second violation on Rolos. And the Blackjacks get the ball. Six-point lead. 17-11. Dawson Boyd, what a first half here in Dawson tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Fun basketball game. These two teams will probably meet in the section tournament. Here's Stratmon for three. The wish! Stratmon back-to-back threes for Carson, and then extends the Dawson Boyd lead 20-11. Blue Jays, number 22. Curtis on top of the key. Goes down, roll off. Lost the ball. Fast break. Dawson Boyd. Stratmon layup. Good. Stratmon. Shot put up. Good by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays number 22. Eli Curtis with his first field goal. And it's 22-13. Blackjacks number 11, Ace Larson, is in the game for the first time tonight. Ace, and now the Blackjacks throw the ball away. Swagel had the ball, and there goes the layup. Oh, it's blocked by, that might have been Haston with the block. Oh, what a monster block. Here's a three-pointer. Good by Liebel. The action is fast, Ace. I can't keep up. Haston with a monster block. And now going in for a layup with Eli Curtis, and he was fouled. It is rough. It is a tough game. It is a fast-paced game. Both coaches, Coach Ted Tatius, is not happy with the referee about something there. Not sure who that foul was on for Dawson Boyd. Oh, that was on Carson, his second. So a free throw by number 22 is good. So that's a three-point play for the Blue Jays. They're down 25-16. Swagel with the ball. Down low to Haston. Nice move by Jackson. Jackson scores his first basket of the night. Jackson Haston with the basket. 9 minutes, 15 seconds to play. 27-16. And Curtis attacked the basketball, the basket, and he was hammered. If it's on Stratmon, he's going to have to come out of the game. That'll be his third. And Coach Corey Larson upset. I think it is on Carson. It is the third personal foul on Carson Stratmon. Here's the free throw, and that's good by Curtis. That gives him 7 points. Carson's going to have to sit. Carson is going to sit. He's not happy. He comes out of the game. I got him for 12. Next free throw is good by Curtis. Curtis has 8 points. And it's 27-18. Ace Larson with the basketball. Hands it over to Haston. Back to Larson. Here's a three-pointer by Tufto, no good. And over the back, got to be over back. That's got to be over back on Rimey. And it is. Foul on the Blue Jays. Dawson Boyd, 27. Central Minnesota Christian, 18. Blackjacks inbound the ball on their side of the court. Tufto with the ball in the corner. Now off to Gunner. Gunner puts up a three. Rolls off the rim. No good. Big rebound there by Landon Tatius. Curtis with the ball at the free throw line. Caught the Blackjacks, and Corey Larson, the head coach, is livid. ...27-18 Dawson Boyd. Getting a little rough out there, referees. That foul was on Dawson Boyd, Carver Schwagel. So the Blue Jays inbound the ball to Weberdink, who's 6'7". He's out at the top of the key. Now over to Eli Gertis. Gertis with the basketball. Looking for a place to go to the basket. Does. Forces up a shot. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Halstead. And a foul. Halstead is fouled. Halstead is fouled by a Blue Jay. And I think that was on Gertis, his first. Ace Larson comes out. Nice to see Ace back on the floor after an injury. Ace, some quality minutes there for Ace Larson. 27-18 Dawson Boyd. 8:13 to play in the first half. Blackjacks with the basketball. All the way over to Schwagel. In the corner to Tufto. Two ninth graders. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Blackjack ball right in front of the Blue Jay bench. Boy, was there excitement in this game. My goodness. Blackjacks inbound the ball. Gunnar Liebel at the top of the key. Left wing to Halstead. All the way across court to Schwagel. To Gunner. Way out at midcourt now. Halstead. Gunner. Way out. NBA range as the shot clock expires. The shot clock violation. Blackjacks didn't get the shot off in time. 35 seconds have elapsed. So now the Blue Jays will bring the ball across midcourt. 7 minutes and 35 seconds to play right now in the first half. 27-18 is the score. Dawson Boyd leading. Blue Jays put up a shot by Teaches. That's off the glass hard. And another rebound by Halstead. Gunner. Left wing. And this is Halstead in the corner. No, that was a three-point attempt. Rebounded there by the Blue Jays. Gertis, Eli, top of the key, being double teamed, now drops it down low to Roloff, and is blocked by a Blackjack, and the last touch by a Blue Jay, and Dawson Boyd will get the basketball. 27-18 is your score. Jack's lead with 7 minutes to play. In the first half, we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up at halftime. Here's a three-pointer way out by, that was Schwagel, no good. Now Liebel for three, that's no good. Tipped up, fighting for the rebound, and the Blue Jays come away with it. That was a mad scramble out at the top of the key for the rebound. Blackjacks with their 9-point lead. Blue Jays with the possession. They're having trouble. Good defense. Oh, and then the ball goes right in the hands of Roloff, and he scores. Wow. Coach Corey Larson calling a timeout. 27-20. Dawson Boyd leads. And we got 6:20 to play in the first half. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. Right now it's 27-20. Dawson Boyd leading the number 2 ranked team in the Class A, the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. I'm paying attention to the game in Morris, Montevideo Thunderhawks. down to Morris right now, 10-3 is the start of that game. Morris Tigers have not lost all season. Montevideo just one loss, and that was to Morris. All right, timeout's over by Coach Larson. Oh, the Blue Jays have gone into a zone defense. And Halstead throws it up. Or no, that was that Halstead? I think it was. Threw it out of bounds. Dave Hickey recovers the loose ball. And he is holding his camera in one hand. 6 minutes to play in the first half. 7-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Blue Jays go down low. Chase Tatius in the game. He's got the basketball in the paint. Pulls it out to Weberding. Weberding, quick pass underneath the Gertis. Knocked away by a Blackjack. So the Blue Jays will keep the ball underneath their own basket. Macapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Jazz champions and high kick runners-up were recognized before the game tonight in front of this large crowd. Here's Weberding. Goes in the paint, puts up the shot, and scores. He worked for that one. It was good defense by the Blackjack, but Weberding forced his way to the basket. Hard to guard a 6'7" guy. Well, the Blue Jays down low, or Blackjacks with the ball. Gunner in the corner. Remember, Stratmon's on the bench with three personal fouls. Halstead loses the ball. Roloff steals it. It's a 2-on-1, and the layup's missed. And the rebound by Roloff. He puts it up and in, and it's 27-24. It's a 6-0 run for the Blue Jays. Here's a long three-pointer in the corner by Schwagel. No good. Weberdink with the rebound. The big guy's taking it down the floor. And now a jump ball. Liebel stole the ball, but the referee said he tied it up. And Gunner was going in for the slam dunk. Three-point lead. 4:51 to play. In the first half, that is. Blackjacks have possession. They'll bring the ball up the floor in front of a large crowd. It's one of the largest crowds of the season here in Dawson. Remember, Stratmon on the bench. Larson had 12 points before getting into foul trouble. He's sitting on the bench with three personal fouls. Dawson Boyd goes underneath Carver Schwagel, and Schwagel was in the paint. He was fouled. Substitute coming in, Sam Gertis, an eighth grader, comes in for Coach Ted Tatius in the Blue Jays. Eighth grade, he's 6'1". Blackjacks inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Cale Tufto, number 10, gets it over to Gunner Liebel. And Gunner tried to quickly pass it underneath there to Schwagel. It was tipped away there by the eighth grader. And the Blackjacks keep the ball underneath their own basket. A lot of Central Minnesota Christian students sitting in to my left here. Blackjacks inbound it to Halstead. Now to Gunner. Gunner's going to the basket. Look out. He scores and he's fouled. Gunner Liebel. When Gunner decides to go to the basket, get out of the way. You're going to get run over. And Gunner was fouled by number 5, Asher Weberding, the 6'7" forward. 29-24. Liebel trying to make it a three-point play, and he missed a free throw, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll be Blue Jay ball. 5-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Ace Larson set to come back in for Dawson Boyd. Blue Jays bring the ball up the floor. They're down 29-24. And stealing the ball was Carver Schwagel. What a steal by Schwagel. Just picked the Blue Jay clean there. Blackjacks possession. Thanks to Schwagel. Here's Halstead in the paint. Jackson goes to the basket, lays it up off the rim. No good. Weberdink with the board. Blue Jays go to the basket, and scoring is Gertis. Eli Gertis with 10 points here in the first half. It's a 3-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 3:25 to go before halftime. Liebel for three. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Landon Hages, the ninth grader. Hages going coast to coast, lays it up and scores. Wow! His first basket. And it's just a one-point lead. 29-28. Coach Corey Larson calling a timeout, and the Blue Jay fans on their feet. We'll take a break with the timeout. 3:07 to go in the first half. 29-28, Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
Right now it's 7:44.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
All right, we're back. Here's a steal. Weberding in for a slam dunk. And the Blue Jays take the first lead of the game, 30-29. Blackjacks turned the ball over off the timeout. Weberding, 6'7", stole the ball, went the full length, and a major slam dunk for Weberding. 1-point lead for the Blue Jays. Fadeaway jumper by Gunner. And Gunner Liebel puts the Blackjacks back in the lead, 31-30, with 2:23 to go in the first half. Weberding down low, good, scores again. Weberding catching fire now. And it's back and forth lead changes here. The Blue Jays 32, Dawson Boyd 31. Here's Ace Larson, the big guy, goes, kicks it out in the corner. Liebel, beyond the three-point arc. Gunner, trying to go to the basket. Now Dodge lays it up off the glass and scores. Team, and he puts the Blackjacks back in the lead. 33-32, back and forth, three goals. And now the Blue Jays turn the ball over. Eli Curtis, he couldn't decide if he should shoot it or pass it. And it went out of bounds. And Coach Ted Hages wanted a foul on that play. He didn't get it. Well, the Blackjacks have a one-point lead in the basketball with 1:30 to go in the first half. Here's Tufto in the corner to Hasted. Baseline drive, throws it in the corner. Liebel in the corner, back out to number five. This is Caden Brent. Hasted's going to drive by Weberding. Goes down low to Liebel. Liebel puts it up and scores. A power move there by Gunner Liebel. And it's 35-32. 1 minute to go. 1 minute before halftime. Roll off. Down low to number 24, and he scores. That's Landon Hages with his fourth point of the game. 35-34, Dawson Boyd. We've got 40 seconds. The Blackjacks lose the ball. Turnover. Blue Jays can take the lead with a basket. And they get them almost thrown away. They'll reset their offense. Eli Gertis. Shot clock's at 23. Game clock at 29. Coach Ted Tatius says slow it down. Run the shot clock here. 14 seconds. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Gertis way out at midcourt. 35-34. Here goes Curtis to the basket. Kicks it back out. Now to Weberding, and that's a roll-off. Scores. Puts the Blue Jays back in top. 5 seconds to go. Now the Blackjacks lose the ball. And a layup. Good. In the half by number 22, Eli Curtis. And it's 38-35. Blue Jays take the lead at the half. Blackjacks turn the ball over with 5 seconds to go. And Roloff with the layup at the buzzer. Wow. Folks, what a first half of basketball that was. Now that was entertaining. Unbelievable. 3-point lead for the Blue Jays at the half when the Blackjacks had the lead for most of the half. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock chip repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
All right, back here, Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Frensburg, Central Minnesota Christian leading Dawson Boyd 38-35 when the Blackjacks had the lead for most of the first half, and a couple of careless turnovers there. Under a minute to go before half, and the Blue Jays made the Blackjacks pay on the turnovers there. And so a 3-point lead at half for Central Minnesota Christian. Let's go through the scoring for the Blue Jays. Landon Tatius with 4 points. They only have four players scoring. Asher Weberdink with 10. Eli Gertis with 12. And Logan Roloffs with 12. Blue Jays have not hit a three-pointer in the first half. For Dawson Boyd, the story, I think, is Carson Stratmone's on the bench. He had 12 points. He was on fire. He picked up his third personal foul, maybe with 9 minutes to go before halftime. And he had to sit. And that hurt the Blackjacks there. Caden Brent with 4 points. Tufto with 2 points. Jackson Halstead, 2 points. Stratmon with 12, I said, but he only played half of the half. Liebel with 15. Gunner has a three-pointer there in the first half. He's your lead scorer for Dawson Boyd. Let's go through some other scores here around the area. Of course, the big game's up in Morris, Double A. Montevideo Thunderhawks, ranked fourth in Double A, taking on the Morris area Chicago Alberta Tigers. Tigers are ranked number two, and they're undefeated on the season. They haven't lost all season. Right now, with 3 minutes left in the first half, Morris leading Montevideo 27-14. Other games. Mineota down by five at the half to Renville County West. KMS leading Ortonville 36-14 just before halftime. And 8 minutes left in the first half. We're all tied up in Canby. Lancers and the Lakeview Lakers tied 22-22. Tracy Milroy Ballaton 26, Yellow Messin East 19 with 6 minutes left in the first half there. Girls basketball, a final. Pipestone beat Central Minnesota Christian. The Blue Jays are ranked 6th in Class A. The Arrows 67. The Blue Jays 55. McCray 50. BBE 38 in the second half there. And Benson leading Yellow Medicine East 43-39 in the second half. That's some of your scores there. Well, hey, speaking of Montevideo, I want to give a shout-out to former Montevideo Thunderhawk Avery Coonan. Avery is a star, one of the best women's basketball players in college basketball in Division I, folks, at NDSU in Fargo. Avery just was named for the 8th time this year the Player of the Week in the Summit League. That is a record in the Summit League for most players of the week in a season. And so congratulations to Avery Coonan there, former Montevideo Thunderhawk, doing great things in Fargo. And congratulations to the Lacapoil Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team. The Jazz are champions and high kicked and runner-up this past weekend at Target Center in Minneapolis. I want to thank all our fine state dance sponsors. Now, this is for last Friday and Saturday, and everyone listening. Got a lot of feedback on our coverage of state dance. And some of the Shadows just brought me up. They were out in the Commons signing autographs. And some of the Shadows just brought me up their poster signed. Something I can put in my office now. So great season for Coach Carly Wager. We'll have Coach Wager on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show this Saturday and talk about that state championship in Jazz. And high kick runner-up. Just got edged out by St. Cloud Cathedral. St. Cloud Cathedral state champions in high kick. All right, both teams coming back on the floor. We got about 3 minutes left here before the start of the second half. It was a great first half of basketball, let me tell you. That was fun. We'll see what the second half brings. Blue Jays lead 38-35. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111. Or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour.
Join the Purist team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purist and apply online at puristfoods.com. Purist, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School, folks. What a first half of basketball. I just can't say that enough. It was so much fun to watch two quality teams, two of the top teams in the Camden Conference, fighting it out. Blackjacks had the lead most of the first half. Not a big lead. I think the biggest lead they had was eight. But a couple major turnovers under a minute to play before halftime cost the Blackjacks, and the Blue Jays turned them into points. So that's why the Blue Jays lead by three right now, 38-35. I see Carson Stratmoner is coming out there. He's got three personal fouls. You know, the Blue Jays have tried to go after him to get him back on the bench because Carson only played the half of the first half. Blue Jays have possession to start the second half. Huge crowd here in Dawson tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Here we go. Blue Jays with the basketball. Gurdon. They go down low. Liebel tipped the ball, stole the ball, turnover. Coach Ted Tate just didn't like that start. Throws his hands up in the air. Now Gunner lost the ball, or that was Hasted. The ball just went off his fingertips out of bounds. So both teams starting the second half with the turnover. 38-35 Blue Jays as we begin the second half. Weberding, 6'7", in the paint. Stops his dribble. Roloff, he leads the Blue Jays in scoring, forces up a shot. Good defense there by Ace Larson. The big guy, Ace Larson, muscled that rebound away from Weberding. Stratmon, left hand, scores! What a play by Stratmon! My goodness. He can put the moves on. That brings the Dawson Boyd students to their feet. Oh, a one-handed shot there by number 24, Cages. And it's 40-37, Blue Jays. Liebel, cross midcourt. Top of the key, Stratmon. Carson is fouled. Fouled by Eli Gurdis at the top of the key. I've got Gunner for 15, or Carson Stratmon for 15. And the scoreboard only says 11. I don't know if that's right. I'm always right. I'm never wrong, so it must be the scoreboard's fault. We'll go with my stat. Here's Gunner. Puts up a jump shot from way out. Nothing but net. That was just a two-pointer for Gunner Label. And that gives him 17 points for the night. And it's now it's just a one-point lead for the Blue Jays. 40-39, not anymore, it's 42-39. And going in for the layup there was number 24, Landon Tatius. He's got 8 points. Three-point shot by Label, Flash! Gunner from way out, three-pointer. He's got 20. And tie ball game, 42-42. Here's a three-pointer by Tatius. That's off the rim. No good. And the ball went out of bounds. A Blue Jay went flying. Carson Stratmon with the push. And the Blue Jays want a foul on Stratmon. They're not going to get it. And Coach Ted Tatius is just irate. He wanted a foul on Carson Stratmon. I don't know if it's a little bit of acting on Roloff's part or not, but Roloff went flying after a contact with Stratmon. Here's Ace Larson for three from the baseline. No good. Liebel with the rebound. Throws it in the Hasted. Hasted shot. No good. Look at Ace Larson. Oh, he missed the shot. But a nice rebound by Larson. 42-42. Good opportunity there for Dawson Boyd. Blue Jays go down to the basket, and it's tipped away by Blackjack. Tied up. 42-42. Just underway here. We haven't even played 3 minutes of the second half. Blue Jays inbound it to Weverding. Down low on the left side. Shot up by Tatius. No good. We got a jump ball. Boy, that was a quick whistle. Jump ball. Possession belongs with Dawson Boyd. So the Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket here. Passed it at midcourt. In the Brent. Here's Strathmore in the paint. Over to Caden Brent, deep in the corner. Strathmore gets run into, foul on Jack Srimey. And the Dawson Boyd fans, they are here in big-time numbers tonight. That side of the gym just about full. Larson inbounds the ball in front of Coach Corey Larson. 42-42, tie ball game. Blue Jays beat the Blackjacks on January 6th in Prinsburg. Blue Jays, of course, without Micah Asaki, one of their best players. He's on crutches. Here's Lebo for three. Glanced off the rim, no good. And rebounded and a foul on Dawson Boyd, trying to go for the ball way out at midcourt. I'm not sure who that was on. Oh, they're going to call it on Lebo. So the Blue Jays will get the ball. Logan Roloff will inbound the ball. Tied up, 42-42. Here's Curtis. Goes baseline. Drops it off to Roloff. Shot uses his left hand. It won't go, but he's fouled. And Logan Roloff will go to the free throw line for the Blue Jays to try to break this 42-42 tie. Referee gives him the basketball. Free throws up by number two, and he's short on that one. Almost missed everything. It just glanced off the front of the rim. What a ball game. And we got a lot of basketball left. 14 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Second free throw is also, rattled in. That rattled in. I thought it was going to go out. So the Blue Jays have a one-point lead. 43-42. Folks, this might go down to the last possession. Ace Larson drops it over to Haskett. Liebel, top of the key three. Nothing but net for Gunner. Back-to-back threes for Gunner Liebel. And the Blackjacks have taken a two-point lead. 45-43. Weverding way out at the top of the key, almost out of half court. The 6'7" forward. Here's Curtis. Eli stops his dribble. Trying to force it in. Almost stolen. And now getting the ball is Landon Tatius. He's having a great second half. He banks it in the paint. And folks, we're tied, 45-45. Here's Ace Larson, the half-set. Kicks it out to Strathmore. Strathmore for three. No good. Larson with the rebound at the free throw line. Drops it down low, and then Weverding steals the ball. Blackjacks need to take care of the ball a little better. Oh, a nice pass down low. That's a Roloff. He puts the shot up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Nobody there to box him out. Roloff with 15 points for the Blue Jays. 47-45. Here's Brent. Hasted. Liebel. Three. Short. Rebounded by Brent. Good hustle there by Caden Brent. Strathmore. Brent for three. No. Rebounded by Rimey. 47-45. It's a two-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. 12:20 to play in the ball game. Blue Jays just with one loss on the season. They go down low to Weverding. He can't catch the ball. Turnover. Here's Jackson Haston. Jackson going down. Drops it down low to Brent. He missed the shot. And we're going the other way with Roloff. And the shot put up there by Rimey, no good. Now a baseline shot, no good. Tipped out over half court. Blue Jays keep the ball. It's rough out there. It is a physical ball game right now. Gertis at the free throw. Goes inside, in the paint. Forces up a shot, and it rolls it in. My goodness, number 22. Eli Gertis with 14 points. It's a four-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. 49-45. Trap mode. Free throw. Kicks it out to Lebo. No, this is Lace Larson. Ace Larson for three. And that came at a great time. It's a one-point lead. 49-48. Blue Jays go down low. Blocked by Britton, and it's tipped up and in, I think, by Weberding. Weberding. No, it was a tipped up and in by Roloff. He's got 17. We got a timeout on the floor by Dawson Boyd. Well, here's your score. 51-48 Blue Jays with 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Blackjack basketball right after this.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. It's the Blue Jays 51, Dawson Boyd 48. Blackjacks with the ball. And Caden Brent just went right up the middle, and he was fouled. And so Caden Brent, a ninth grader, 6'3", goes to the free throw line. Free throws, very important. That foul was on Roloff, his first. Brent's free throws, nothing but net. 5 points for Caden. He'll try to make it six to cut the lead to one. CMC students making a lot of noise. Free throws missed. And rebounded there by Roloff. Ooh, he twisted his ankle getting for the rebound. He's hobbling down the floor. Not 100%. Their leading scorer, Logan Roloff. Blue Jays bounce it inside. And, oh, somebody's wide open. That was Roloff wide open. Blackjack didn't defend that well. It's 53-49 Central Minnesota Christian. Coming up on 10 minutes to play. 10 minutes left in the game right now. 53-49. There's a three-pointer by Gunner. No good. Rebounded by Stratmon. He puts the shot up. That won't go. Two missed shots there by the Blackjack. Now the Blue Jays with their 53-49 lead. Under 10 minutes to go. Gertis inside. The number 24, Tatius. Down low they go to Weberdink. Weberdink, he lost the ball. It's still loose. Weberdink gets it. Now he's fouled. The Central Minnesota Christian fans in front of me here, they're jumping up and down. I tell you, the fans are really into it tonight. Like a section playoff game. Weberding's at the free throw line. He's got 10 points. He has not scored here in the second half. He's at the free throw line and he missed it. Score remains 53-49. Malachek comes in for Tufto. Got Malachek, Hasted, Liebel, Brent, and Stratmon on the floor for Dawson Boyd. Second free throw by Weberding. Good. 11 points for Asher. 54-49. Blackjacks with the ball. Here's Stratmore. He's been kind of quiet. He exploded for 12 points to start the game, then had a sit most of the first half because of his third personal foul. Liebel for three from the corner. That's off the mark. Fighting for the rebound. And the Blue Jays get it. Landon Cages grabs the ball. Coach Ted Cages shouting instructions. This is a battle, folks. And they go down low to Roloff. Tell you what, the Blue Jays do such a nice job of cutting and finding the open guy going to the basket. And now it's 50. Oh, what a pass to Malachek. He scores. That was Liebel to Malachek. Wow. That was a bullet of a pass by Gunner. And Malachek scored. Oh, look at Curtis go to the basket and score. My goodness, he was quick. 58-51. 7-point lead. Here's a three-pointer by Stratmore. That missed. Malachek with the rebound. No, it went over the backboard. So it's the Blue Jays ball. Well, the Blackjacks down by 7. Got to keep it close. 8:20 to play. The ball, the clock is running as the Blue Jays bring the ball up to 4. Asher Wieberding drives the baseline. Turns, shoots, missed it. Rebound underneath, put up and in. A strong rebound and put back by Roloff. Man, that gives them 23 points for the senior. Biggest lead of the night is 9 for the Blue Jays. Gunner down low to Hasted, and he scores. Oh, that was Malachek with the basket. Another nice pass by Gunner Liebel. Man, Gunner can pass the ball. He can do it all. 60-53, Blue Jays. Now we got a foul on Dawson Boyd on the other end of the court. Hey, Thursday, we're going to start section playoffs. Section basketball, girls basketball. I'll be in Granite Falls with Yellow Medicine East. We'll host Lacapal Valley in girls basketball and section playoffs. That's Thursday at 7 o'clock. Wieberding dribbling the ball down low, and he just pushed, I think it was Ace Larson, down to the floor. An offensive charge, an offensive push on Wieberding. And I think that was Ace Larson holding his ground there. Coach Ted Cages arguing his case. And the Dawson Boyd students clapping their hands. You can't do that. Wieberding kind of used his elbow, his arm, and pushed off. I think it was Ace Larson that went flying, and it was whistled. 60-53. Blackjacks almost. They got to take care of the ball down the stretch here. That cost them before halftime. 60-53, a 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. Blackjacks can get right back into it. They're a good three-point shooter. There's a lot of time left, though. 7:25 to go. Here we go. Liebel crosses midcourt. Down by 7. Stratmore for 3 in the corner. Missed it. Rebound. Put back Belichick. Landon with a good rebounding position there. Good basket in the lead. Cut to 5. Here's a three-pointer by Curtis. No good. Wieberding gets the ball way out beyond the three-point arc. Blue Jays setting up their offense, leading 60-55. Here's Curtis. Down low to Tate's shot. No good. Malachek with the board. Boy, Landon's playing great here in the second half. Here's Liebel for 3 from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Ace Larson. He passes the back ball back out to Stratmore. Hasted down low. Malachek scores again. Landon Malachek with all 8 points in the second half. 60-57. See if the Blackjacks can get a stop here. Down by 3 the Blackjacks are. 6:12 to play. And oh, there's an easy basket for Roloff again. And Coach Larson doesn't like that. Too easy of a basket for Roloff. That gives him 25 points. Timeout on the floor. 6:08 to play. Blue Jays 62. Blackjacks 57. We'll be right back.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
62-57, Central Minnesota Christian leading Dawson Boyd. Timeouts over to Blackjack. Low, lost, oh, they get it back, luckily. Here's Ace Larson, down on the baseline. Lost the ball, and it's going to be Prinsburg ball. Blue Jays ball, excuse me. 5 minutes, 49 seconds to go. Two of the top teams of the Camden Conference, both state ranked. Right now, the Blue Jays lead 62-57, and they have the basketball. Gurdes on the right wing in front of his bench. Now to Weberding. Asher. Driving to the basket. Oh, he slipped. No whistle. They kick it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. No good. Weberdink with the rebound. Put back. Blocked by Hasted. And now the ball goes out of bounds. Coach Ed H is screaming for a foul. He didn't get it. Some of the Blue Jay fans want an intentional foul. Blue Jays are going to get the ball underneath their basket. Looking to inbound as they do to Weberdink in the corner. Here's Tatius, Landon Tatius. Over to Eli Gurdes, number 22 at the top of the key. Gunner's guarding him. They look to go down low. Gunner knocks the ball away, but Gunner Liebel's going to be whistled for a foul. Gunner can't believe it. Coach Corey Larson. It's getting heated, folks. That was the fourth personal foul on Gunner Liebel. 5:07 to go. A lot of time. Blackjacks down 62-57. Blue Jays lob it in to Roloff. Here's a three-point shot. Good. And that was from way out there. And I think that was by Weberdink. It was. A three-pointer by Weberdink gives him 14 points. And it's 65-57 Blue Jays. And now Hasted was going to the basket, and he was fouled. 4:50 to play. Blackjacks will get the ball underneath their own basket. They need to score. Strathmore. Jump shot. Fade away. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays' Logan Roloff. What a game he's played. 65 for the Blue Jays, 57 for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks, see if they get a stop. Oh, the ball goes on the floor. We got a fumble. Tie ball game. We got now we got a wrestling match. Malachek and Gurdes look like they were wrestling. Now the referee's asking for a towel. Well, we started out the ball loose. The guys are diving for the ball. Got a referee timeout here. We'll keep it right here. Guys are diving for the ball like it was a fumble in football. And then Blackjack and a Blue Jay both had the basketball, and they started wrestling with some wrestling moves. The referees broke it up, and now they're out there drying the floor off. Well, we got 4:27 to play. 65-57 Blue Jays. Hey, let's check that Morris Montevideo score. Big game going on up in Morris. The Thunderhawks trying to hand Morris their first loss of the season right now. 10 minutes left in the game. Morris leads 42-25 over Montevideo. Blue Jays inbound it. Clock running, 4:18 to play. They lead 65-57. Here's Curtis. Down low. Basket. Paichet. Landon Paichet with the basket, and it's a 10-point lead. Hasted kicks it out. Here's Ace Larson for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Malachek. Oh, he missed the shot. Oh, and then last touch by a Blackjack. It'll be Blue Jay basketball. 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. 3:50 to play. Good opportunity there for Dawson Boyd. They couldn't convert. Blackjack's really struggling to try to find some points here in the second half. Blue Jays in the paint. Now they kick it out. Here's number 11, Rimey. 67-57. There goes Curtis to the basket. Lays up. Major collision. Offensive charge called on number 22, Eli Curtis. I'm not sure. Was that Ace Larson that took the charge? It might have been Ace Larson taking the charge. And the Blue Jay fans are on their feet. Coach Ted Pages might be getting the tee here. It's getting close. And the Blackjacks inbound it. Dawson Boyd's got some work to do. They're down by 10. Hasted going to the basket. Up, and we got a late whistle, and they're going to have a foul on Central Minnesota Christian. That was a real late whistle. Hasted's going to go to the line. That stops the clock. With 3:15 to play, Coach Ted Casas wants the referee to come over to him and talk to him. That foul was on Landon Casas. Free throw's good by Hasted. That's his first basket. He's been held to 3 points here in the ball game. 67-58. Hasted second free throw. On its way. No, it won't go. Oh, rebound by Ace Larson. Ace Larson puts it up and in. What a play by Larson. Big basket for Dawson Boyd. Cuts the lead to 7. Blue Jays own. Good move down low. What a move by Landon Paichet. 14 points for Paichet. Larson, top of the key to Stratmon from NBA 3. What in the world? Carson Stratmon from, I'm not going to say half court, but that was way out. Three-pointer by Stratmon. 69-63. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break with 2:46 to play. What a three-pointer by Stratmon. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located at 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson. Blue Jays hanging on to a 6-point lead with 2:46 to play. 69-63. Blue Jays will get the ball. They'll have to go the full length of the court. A lot is going to happen here in the last 2:46. Blue Jays with a record of 22-1. And now Hasted stole the ball. No, a turnover by the Blue Jays. Logan Roloff called with the carry. Good job there by Hasted. Now Hasted inbounds the ball. Blackjacks with the ball. They're down by 6. Here's Gunner. fadeaway jumper in the paint. Good. Gunnar Liebel scores. He's got 25, and it's 69-65. Blue Jays, and now Blue Jays falls down in a quick timeout by Coach Tages. It's a full timeout. That was almost a turnover for the Blue Jays. Coach Tages got a timeout in. 69-65, Blue Jays lead with 2:28 to go. We'll take another commercial break. Don't go away. We're going to have a great finish. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota. City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services, prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota.
69-65, Central Minnesota Christian, leading by 4 points with 2:28 to play. Timeout's over. The Blue Jays will get the basketball. They'll have to go the full length of the court. What a crowd we got here tonight. Blue Jays with a record of 22-1. The Blackjacks 20-3. Blue Jays inbounded. Full court pressure put on by Dawson Boyd. Blue Jays, Curtis breaks it easily. 3-on-1, easy basket for the Blue Jays. Tages scores again. My goodness, he's got 16 points. And now a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays. And that's the 16th. No, the... I think Gunner's going to the free throw line. Gunner's got 25 points, but Gunner's playing with four personal fouls. 2:13 to play. Coach Tate is giving the referee a mouthful right now. Listen to this crowd, folks. Gunnar Liebel has the basketball. 71-65. Gunner's free throw's good. That quiets the Blue Jay crowd. 71-66. Big free throw here for Gunnar Liebel. On its way. Hit the rim. No good. Oh, it's rebounded by Ace Larson. And now a foul on Ace Larson pushing off to get the rebound. So the Blue Jays will get the ball. Ace Larson with the push off to go for the rebound. Nalichek's going to come back into the game. We're going to go down the other end and shoot some free throws. The Blue Jays, Weberding will be at the line. His team leads 71-66. Out is Caden Brent. So the Blackjacks have some height with Ace Larson, Hasted, and Malachek out there right now. Weberding at the line. Free throws are very important down the stretch, and he made that one. 15 points for the 6'7" forward, Asher Weberding of the Blue Jays. It's 72-66. Second free throw for Weberding. On its way, nothing but net. 73-66. Blackjacks have to kind of push it a little bit now. Here's Fatmoat for three in the corner. Won't go. Liebel with the rebound and put back for Gunner. 28 points for Gunner Liebel. It's 73-68. Blue Jays with the ball. Here's Weberding with a slam dunk. 75-68. Liebel for three. Whoa, rattled in and out. No good. And getting the board is Eli Curtis with a minute 37 to play. And the Blackjacks foul Curtis. 75-68. Central Minnesota Christian leading Dawson Boyd with a minute 37 to play. And junior Eli Curtis at the free throw line for the Blue Jays. And he missed the rebound, going for the rebound. The ball's loose. And it's going to be Dawson Boyd's ball. Well, let's see if the Blackjacks, they got some three-point shooters. That three-point shot, you hit three of them real quick. That's a nine-point swing, folks. It can be done with a minute 35 to play. Blackjacks will inbound the ball. They got a working against the clock now. Here's Larson. Strathmore. Carson. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Hit the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Landon Tatum. Intercepted by Haston. He goes in. Oh, it won't go, but Haston's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Boy, if Jackson would have made that, that would have cut the lead to five, and then the free throw would have cut it to four with a minute 16 to go. Haston's at the line, and the free throw's good. 4 points for Haston in the game. Second free throw for Jackson. And that's good. Good free throw shooting there by Haston. Timeout on the floor, I think. Maybe not. Well, it's a five-point lead now. 75-70. And we got a minute 16 to play. Turn your radios up, folks. Full court pressure put on by Dawson Boyd here. The Blue Jays will try to get it down to four. Blackjacks need a stop. They're down by five. They inbound it to Tatius. Cross court to Weberding. To the top of the key. Blackjacks trying to steal the ball. Now they foul. Oh, Gunner just fouled out of the game. Gunner Label just fouled out of the game. With a minute seven to play. ...75-70... Weberdink will go to the free throw line for Central Minnesota Christian. Ace Larson will be coming back into the game, coming in for Gunner. So Gunner's done. He ends up with 28 points. 28 points for Gunner Label. Well, big free throws for Weberdink. His team leads by five. 75-70 with a minute seven to go. He's shooting free throws. Free throws up, and it's good. He'll get a second. It's a six-point lead. He'll try to make it a seven-point lead with a second free throw. Free throw's on its way. Hit, miss. From the rim, no good. Rebound, Haston. Blackjacks have to hurry. A minute three to go. They're down by six. Haston forces up the shot. Weberdink with the rebound. And Weberdink's going to be fouled. And we'll go down the other end with 56 seconds to play. Club Arnia Nino's post-game show coming up, folks. Got a lot to talk about. ...76-70 is your score. Weberdink back at the free throw line. Man, he's 5 of 6 from the line. Free throw miss. Still a 6-point lead. Well, this is a big free throw. It'd make it 7. Weberdink, second free throw on its way. Makes it. 20 points for Weberdink. 77-70 with 53 seconds to go. Blackjack, Stratmone, lost the ball off his foot, picked up by Haston. Haston's going to the basket, no foul, no whistle, rebounded by Weberdink, and Weberdink fouled by Haston. 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. All the Blue Jay fans are on their feet clapping. They're not over yet. A lot of time, 42 seconds left in the ball game, but Weberdink's living at the free throw line for the Blue Jays. He's at the line again. He had 20 points. Free throws up, and he missed it. 77-70. Well, Carson's going to have to come down there and launch some threes. Blackjack. Second free throw. That's way short. Rebounded by Brent. Here come the Blackjacks. Now a foul on the Blue Jays. Oh, you didn't want to do that. Acid got the ball. And Rojas fouled him. 77-70, 39 ticks left on the clock. And I believe Acid to the free throw line. Free throws up, and he makes it. 6 comes in. 77-71. Estead with a second free throw on its way, and that one's missed. No good. Weberdink with the board, and he's fouled immediately. Just took a second off the clock. 37 seconds remaining in the ball game, and it's a 6-point lead. Let's check in on Morris and Montevideo with 2 minutes left in the game. Looks like Morris is going to win this one running away. 56-33 over state-ranked Montevideo. Weberding, free throw again. My goodness. 21 points. So that's a huge win for Morris as they going to round out the regular season here. Hard to believe section basketball going to start next week for girls. Next free throw is good. 22 for Weberding. Larson, 30 seconds to play. 79-71. Samuel just throws up a three. Hope it goes in. No, it doesn't. He's going to get the rebound and now puts up another three. Stratmon hits that one. Carson Stratmon with 17. And a quick timeout, and it's 79-74. What did I tell you about the three-point shot? You hit two or three of them. That's a big swing. Right now, it's just a 5-point lead, 79-74 for the Blue Jays, and we only have 20 seconds to play in the game. Like I said earlier, this is probably one of the larger crowds I've seen this year in Dawson. I'm sure these two teams will meet in the section playoffs, and what a game that'll be. Again, I knew this was going to be a good game. I think the key to the game, we'll talk more about this in the Neon Needles postgame show, is about probably the last minute of the first half. Blackjacks had the lead, and they turned the ball over, I don't know, two times for sure, maybe three, if you look at my notes here, right before halftime. And each time they turned the ball over, the Blue Jays turned it into points, and the Blue Jays win it at halftime, leading 38-35. Timeout's over with 20 seconds to go in the ball game, and the Blue Jays will have to go the full length of the court. They lead 79-74. See if the Blackjacks can get a steal here. If they don't, they'll have to foul immediately. Blue Jays get it into Weberdink, and they foul them. 17 seconds to go. So Weberdink, let's see, it's a 5-point game. And again, he's at the free throw line. He's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 of 9 from the free throw line for Weberding in the second half, folks. 17 seconds to go. Weberding's free throw is good. Weberding's also playing with 4 personal fouls, but it doesn't really matter now with 17 seconds to play in the game. Second free throw by Asher. That's nothing but net. 24 points, for Weberding. 12 seconds to go. 81-74. Here's a three-pointer by Brent. 3 seconds, no good, and that's your ball game. Blue Jays win it 81-74. And the Blue Jays fans in front of me applauding. That was a good, well-played boys basketball game here. Two of the top teams in the conference. 81-74, your final. The Blue Jays pick up their 23rd win of the season. We'll take a commercial break. Come back to the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help. We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Blue Jays defeat the Blackjacks tonight, 81-74. And join me on the Neon Needles post-game show is the head coach of the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, Ted Tatius. Wow, that was a game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. There's some emotion out there. Kids played really hard. Just fun to watch the runs back and forth. You know, big shots. Big threes, big dunks, big stops. Just proud of the guys how hard they fought.
And it looked physical too, didn't it?
Yeah. There was
referees letting it go. It looked like at times.
It was we've got a little bit physical out there a little bit, but I thought the kids both ways did a nice job of keeping their composure and playing hard. Yeah, the game of basketball is going to get physical, and it's something for a North Championship like it was tonight. There's going to be some of that, which is fine. You can knock somebody over and pick them up and pat them on the butt and say, good job. So.
Talk about the first half there. The Blackjacks led most of the first half, and the last minute before halftime there, forced the Blackjacks for a couple turnovers and turned them turnovers into points there at the last minute of the half there. And you went in with a three-point lead at halftime, 38-35.
You know, we got down double digits early. I thought our guys did an all right job of just sticking with it, not getting too low. You know, before the game started, we talked a lot about just being even keel. Don't get too high, don't get too low. They were going to make shots. We're going to make some shots. There was a real good chance there when we got down, I don't know, it was 10-12 there to mail it in. But the kids, I thought, did a nice job of battling. We really struggled to guard them in the first 10 minutes. I thought man-to-man, Weeble just can get wherever he wants. He's such a good player.
And you switched over to zone there, huh?
Yep, we went to a little bit of a token zone with a little pressure on the ball just to try not have it go against the head of steam all the time because he's that good. And, you know, Stratmon came out, hit a couple big shots.
Yep.
So it was.
And then he got into foul trouble and he had to sit.
Yeah, that was fortunate for us that he picked up the third one there. And we took advantage of that a little bit, but that's how it goes.
I just got four players scoring for you, and they all in double figures. So some good output there by Roloffs and Weberdink and Gertis and Tatius there.
Yeah, you know, not bad. We were down a couple guys tonight.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've had some injuries.
What's wrong with Micah?
Micah Saki tore his ACL a couple weeks
ago.
Oh,
yeah.
So
okay,
he's done. My son Carter, there it is, and he's done for the year as well.
Oh, gee.
So, and then we had another, just an ineligibility for tonight. So, just a few things the boys had to really, battle through. It's a battle test team. You know, we've had that for the last couple games. Been down to Wabasso, went to KMS, and it's just been a bloodbath. I mean, it's just been physical. We haven't maybe scored it as well as we had a month and a half ago, but we're trying to learn how to play a little different style, go through the post a little bit more maybe. But, I thought the kids responded really well, and it was just a fun atmosphere. You know, this is why you play college or high school basketball, is because you can play in front of all your family and friends. And
Your fans are making noise tonight, too. We could hear them. The Blackjack fans were, too.
Yep, that's kind of how that's supposed to be. That's what makes the games fun, and we had a nice group of young kids come out and cheer for us along with the adults, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's what makes a rivalry game fun. You know, I expect to see these guys in a couple weeks, I hope.
Yep, that's what I said. You're going to probably meet again.
So it's
a good rival, though, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, Corey does such a good job with those kids, and they're coached well. They work hard. They do it the right way, which is who you want to play. Right. So that's
How about Asher, your 6'7" forward there, down the stretch with the free throws?
You know, the sad part is he's a better free throw shooter than that. He missed a few tonight.
Yeah, he did.
So we're okay with him getting the ball down the stretch, getting fouled. I think that's a good spot. He's, you know, he's 6'7", so he can see over the defense.
Yep.
They come with a double. And he hit a couple when it mattered, and we got a couple stops. And then that Leeville fouled out there with a minute to go. That was a big foul call. So.
Okay. Well, 23-1 now on the season. And what do you got left? Couple games, I think.
Just
right?
One. We go to Springfield Thursday night, so down there for another big test. We've had four real tough road games down here to finish the season. Going to Wabasso, to KMS, obviously here, and then going to Springfield on Thursday. So we'll be pretty battle tested going into the tournament time, I guess.
That's what you want.
You know, you just got to take one game at a time, one practice at a time. And you know, we've told the guys this year, you know, we've had two guys go down for the season. And you got to tell them, you know, every day, every practice, you got to play like it could be your last one because it might be. So the kids are bought into that, and they're working hard, and it's just a fun group to coach.
All right, Ted. Hey, thanks for taking the time with me. I name Asher Weberdink, the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. If you want to tell him to come up here,
I
got a T-shirt for him. So.
I will do that. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, best of luck down the stretch here.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Ted Tatius, head coach of the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. And let's go through the scoring. Logan Roloffs led the Blue Jays with 25 points. Asher Weberdink with 24. Eli Gertis with 16. Landon Tagus with 16. For Dawson Boyd tonight, they were led by Gunnar Liebel with 28 points for Gunnar. Hasted had 6. Carson Stratmon had 17. Kale Tufto with two. Landon Malachek with eight. Caden Brent with five. And Ace Larson played a nice game off the bench for the Blackjacks. He had 5 points all in the second half. And our Neon Needles player of the game is Asher Weberdink. Coach just said, yeah, that was you're not really a good free throw shooter, but you did well there down the stretch here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was just focused. You know, I didn't make most of them. I mean, I made a couple of them, but, you know, I made the important ones, and we won, so.
Talk about this rival with Dawson Boyd over the years.
It's been a fun one. You know, they got us the last couple of years, but, you know, we were down three starters today, but we know we're a really resilient group, you know, and we play well together, and we focus on defense, and I think we really executed that well tonight, and we know we got out here, played hard, and we got the W.
Had a lot of baskets on, like a pick and roll. You break someone free. That you practice that.
Yeah, we focus on that. Whoever the smallest guy is, we call a fist on him. So we just set the screen and then roll, and then get him in the post, and he just goes to work.
All right. Well, I got you for 24 points and 8 free throws down the stretch here. Pretty good.
Thanks.
That's why you practice free throws, right? Because free throws wins the game.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's why. So, all right, Asher, thanks a lot for coming up. Here's your T-shirt.
Thank you.
If you stand up there, I'll take a quick picture. You know how that goes?
Yep.
I think I gave you a player of the game when you were like a freshman or something, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay, you want to put it down so you can see Blue Jays? There. All right, 1, 2, 3. There you go. Good job.
Thank you.
Best of luck in the section tournament.
Yep, thank you.
Asher Weberdink, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game with 24 points. All right, let's go through some scores. I've been watching Morris and Montevideo. And, boy, Morris handled Montevideo pretty good tonight. Thought it was going to be a lot closer than that, but Morris defeated Montevideo 59-35 at Morris High School tonight. Two state-ranked teams there. Other scores, Ortonville lost to KMS 79-44. Renville County West beat Mineota 67-61. And they've got almost a final. We got a close game in Canby. The Lancers hanging on, or they're behind by 1 point. The Lakeview 69-68 with under a minute to go in the game there in Canby. Our next broadcast is going to come Thursday, Section 3A Girls Basketball Playoffs. Lacapaw Valley at Yellow Medicine East. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off on Thursday. And Bart Hill will be joining me on the broadcast Thursday from Granite Falls. Looking forward to that. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight to Blackjack and Blue Jay Basketball here on Q92. Thanks to Phil back at the studio and to our fine sports boosters here on Q92. And with that, your final score, Blue Jays 81, Dawson Boyd 74. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority,
Blackfarl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Blackfarl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Windable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Blackfarl Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.